Cape Talk. Food.
And food is always on my menu, and food is always what I love to chat about. And this morning I was sitting upstairs, and all of a sudden you could smell this fantastic smell of baked bread, freshly baked bread coming through the windows. And I think it was somebody actually warming up their Oma bread from yesterday in the kitchen downstairs. Now, there's nothing more satisfying than actually biting into a freshly piece of baked bread, still warm from the oven, and top that with some farm-style butter. And remember I said butter, not margarine, okay? One such place that gets it right is the in-house bakery at Van der Linde restaurant, which is just in the northern part of Johannesburg, which turns out the absolutely most fabulous breads as well as croissants daily. Now, executive sous chef at Chenin Noir this afternoon will be chatting to us about this section of Van der Linde, and he's 29-year-old Lyndon Dodo. And Lyndon will hear more about this particular journey of his and how it actually came about that he landed up, baking and being in the kitchen, and where does his love for bread come from? You can SMS us to 31567. You can chat to us on WhatsApp on 0725671567, or you can give us a call if you have any questions for Lyndon on 0214460567. If you've tried bread and it just really hasn't worked for you, and you've sort of had to go down to the nearest shop and buy yourself 1 kilogram of bread dough and take that home and sort of go brag about it. But the background for Lyndon is basically that, you know, when he was born in Bonteville on the Cape Flats, and he had a bit of a troubled past. So Lyndon, a very good afternoon to you and welcome to the show.
Good morning. Sorry.
Lyndon, we know.
My mind is a bit messed up.
The thing is actually is that we know that, Lyndon, we know that, bakers get up very, very early in the morning. And, yeah. Bakers start at about 2-3 o'clock in the morning. So it's still probably morning for you out there. Welcome to the show. And, bread is one of those things which is just very, very difficult to make. I think Gordon Ramsay's first job was in a bakery. And that's the sort of school of hard knocks where you learn how to actually really pay your dues in a kitchen. So how and when did you fall in love with baking bread and being in the kitchen? Did you always want to be that?
Yeah, like it started at a very young age for me. Like I used to be in the kitchen with my Oma, you know, watching her bake bread, bake cook sisters and cake and stuff like that. So my love for baking really started at a very, very young age.
Mm. And what was your earliest memories about it? My earliest memories of working with my mom in the kitchen is baking biscuits for labarang. You know those biscuits you used to put through the machine, the custard
biscuits.
Yeah, and baking those. What was your earliest memories, and what was your grandmother fond of doing?
Like legit, it was the cook sister. Like no one can make a cook sister like my grand can make one.
And there's a difference between the cook sister and a cook sister, hey?
Yes, definitely.
Now, you studied to be a chef, and you've got a diploma and certificate course in cookery, and then that certificate course also in patisserie at the Capsicum Culinary School. How was that journey for you?
It was good. It was very good. You know, it taught me a lot. And but yeah, like you said, it wasn't easy with my past and stuff because I had other influences holding me back. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And you later worked at the one and only and Project Cupcake in Dubai, also on Boschendal Farm and so on. Tell us about the various places that you work. How did this actually influence, you know, your cooking and your palate, especially in Dubai, for instance, where the cooking palate is totally different to what we have in South Africa?
Yeah, you see, that's the thing, like, especially in our industry, it's like very important to move around quite a bit, especially when you're starting out. So you learn a lot and you teach your palate to, you know, like to just be different and taste different things and create different things and flavors. So for me, moving around so much helped me a lot to develop different skills, different ways to bring flavor out of different ingredients and stuff like that.
Chatting this afternoon to Lydon Durdek. He is, of course, the executive sous chef at Chenin Noir. But we're chatting about bread today. So what would you say is the secret that makes your bread an absolute hit? You know, is it the proper butter sourced from the Free State? And, you know, how do different bakers sort of differ when they start preparing bread? Because when you talk about bread, you can probably talk about anything from a focaccia to a rye bread, you know, to one of these breads that they normally sell in the, you know, out in the supermarkets filled with like green pepper and tomatoes and stuff like that. What makes your bread such a success, and where did this journey of bread begin for you?
Journeys of bread started at my first job. I was under the impression I was going to be working in the pastry kitchen doing desserts and stuff. And when I got to work, they're like, okay, you're in the bakery, sir. So I was just like, okay, cool. Like, let's do this. And then that's where the love for the bread came, because then I got trained by this French chef, Christian Gunther. He's a master baker.
Mm.
And that's where I started, like, falling in love with bread, because it's just very different. It's very technical and just different to compared to what I was used to doing, you know.
Mm. When baking a bread, take us through the process of actually baking a bread, because there are a whole variety of different things when you look at just the bread, the type of flour that you use, the type of yeast that you use. And if you're using a dry yeast, do you actually need to put in a little bit of warm milk or warm water to prove it first? And then the wet yeast cultures, because, you know, there are cultures that are probably 100 years old that people use for baking bread. What are the ingredients, and how do I get a bread to be successful and prove correctly?
So, like you said, like with the dry yeast, you have to use a bit of warm water, because it's to activate the yeast, because the dry yeast is very, very dry. Mm. It will activate if you use cold water. It's just going to take very long.
Yeah.
So the proving time is going to be extended.
Tell us, give us a basic bread recipe. What do you put in?
So, like, for just plain ciabatta, it's literally just flour, water, salt, yeast, and olive oil.
And quantities that you would be using, more or less?
So for ciabatta, it would be about 1,000 grams of flour, 30 grams of salt,
yeah,
120 grams of, sorry, I'm just thinking quickly,
yeah,
120 grams of olive oil, and 10 grams of yeast.
Yeah. We're chatting to Lydon Durdek this afternoon. He's the executive sous chef at Chenin Noir. And we're talking about bread. So if you have any questions in terms of bread, and your bread hasn't come out correctly, or your bread has actually flopped and it hasn't risen correctly, you can give us a call on 0214-460-567. What was your best bread experience? Where did you buy bread which was just like, wow, this bread is absolutely amazing? Lydon, this afternoon, you know, chatting about bread, there's always, everybody is now super allergic to everything. In my days, we just about ate anything. So, do you only serve bread at the Van der Linde Bakery? And do you have gluten-free and vegan options for people?
At the moment, like, people need to request those type of bread if they need it.
Mm. What is your favorite bread? What is your go-to when you actually want to eat a piece of bread? What would you go to?
Mine is always like ciabatta or sourdough.
Mm. And a focaccia, what is the nicest sort of focaccia that you can make? What are the secrets in making a focaccia? And then, of course, there's the brioche bread, which is also a totally, yes, very different. I like, for instance, making a burger on a kitka bread, which is also a very lovely bread. So
yeah.
What would your favorite go-to bread be?
Mine is generally like ciabatta or sourdough.
Somebody on the WhatsApp line saying, I made a gorgeous homemade white. The inside was soft and fluffy, but the crust was extremely hard. What did this person do wrong to have an extremely hard outside, but a beautiful crust, soft and fluffy inside on the bread?
Yeah, it was probably either the crust or there wasn't enough butter in the bread.
And can one actually overproof bread where, you know, you find yourself in a situation yet that you're waiting for this thing to rise and you're probably saying, the more it rises, the more bread I'm going to get, but you forget that it can only rise to a particular... Is there a overproofing of bread?
Yeah, you can overproof bread where it will be... It wouldn't have the proper texture on the inside. It will either be very, very soft or it will... Once you put it in the oven, it will deflate, so it will go flat, you know?
Yeah. And what besides bread are your baking specialities or your favorite? You mentioned that you landed up in the bread kitchen initially, and then hopefully by now you are in the pâtisserie kitchen.
Sorry?
I say you say that you landed up in the bread kitchen when you started working, and hopefully now you are in the pastry kitchen. So what are your favorites in terms of pastries?
Like, my thing is, I don't really have a favorite, you know? I'm the type of person I like trying different things and new things and stuff like that. So, I don't really have a favorite thing.
Yeah. And besides bread, you know, when you're sitting in a kitchen, obviously, what would be the best utensil to use in order to buy bread? And I want you also to chat to us about bread and the fact that a bread dough actually needs to be sort of hand kneaded out, you know, hand kneaded out. You need to stretch the bread in order to get that elasticity out of the gluten of the bread. Chat to us about that. How long do you actually knead a bread?
Look, you just knead it until the dough looks has a smooth exterior. Once it's smooth, you're done kneading. But also, there's different techniques you can use. There's breads you can make that has no knead techniques, like. You just mix the flour, allow it to proof, fold it, and then let it proof again, fold it again, let it proof, fold it again, and then you'll have a bread, like without kneading as well.
Yeah, and if anybody out there has any questions for Lydon, we're chatting to Lydon Dodo. He is the executive sous chef at Chenon Noir, and, you know, bread is a sort of a multifaceted thing, and it goes back all the way to the Bible times and, you know, things like that. In terms of bread, what should one be on the lookout for? Has bread got a different palate for different people? I mean, I know that I have to go for a low GI bread, which is a brownish kind of a low GI bread, because of the fact that I'm diabetic and hopefully there's no sugar in it. So, does bread have a different palate for different people?
Definitely, because, like, look, there's been studies done, like, through Ersten Blumenthal, I think. He wrote in one of his books, he says that, like, even us as humans, our palates change with stress levels. So there will definitely be some different taste to different people for the same bread. Like, I can eat the same bread and you can eat the same bread, but it's going to be different.
Croissants seem to be very, very difficult to make, even if you take the frozen ones and you take a croissant and you put it into the oven. What is the secret behind a good croissant, especially in terms of butter or pastry?
It's the butter and then the rolling in of the butter, like the folding.
Yeah. And we got a question in here from Catherine. Hi, can bread go off without having mold growing on it? And I think they're probably referring to a lot of these sort of Facebook studies. I call them Facebook studies.
Yeah.
Where bread has been put into a cupboard for 6 months and then eventually, nothing happens to it. Mold grows on a bread. Should it be a natural thing?
Yes, the bread should be moldy. It should get moldy eventually. So those, like these McDonald's buns and whatever have you that they have experiments with, they obviously put preservatives in there and stuff so their buns can last longer so that they don't need to have fresh buns every day.
And a question in from Sarah very quickly is, hi, how can you please explain on the substitution of baking powder for yeast?
Okay, but you can't really substitute baking powder for yeast because they're two different applications. So you do get bread that you make with baking powder, that you can,
yeah,
but you can't substitute the two for each other.
Sometimes it's easier to just make the beer bread because the malt in the beer would actually make the bread rise. Another question coming in here from John. He says, "Hi, I'm thinking of buying a bread baking machine for homemade bread, as breads in most shops just taste nothing like homemade bread. What should he be on the lookout for when buying one of these machines?"
Look, they work. They do work because my mom actually bought one and she used to bake bread like crazy. So just any one of those actually works really well.
And is it better to keep bread in a freezer? Does it stay fresh for longer? Because I think this is the whole problem these days. You know, sometimes you get an offer of two loaves of bread for 20 rand and, you know, you say to yourself, okay, can I freeze this bread? Because I know that bread that is kept in the fridge instead of kept out in the open goes stale a lot quicker.
Yeah. No, it's much better to keep it in the freezer. So much better. This lasts longer and it does retain its freshness because of the moisture in the fridge.
Yeah. And finally, with what we got out there, Deirdre says, "I made my own baguettes recently and they turned out quite well. I froze one or two and would like to use them again this coming weekend. How would she be able to reheat those?"
Just pop them in the oven again.
Or defrost them.
Not even. You can just pop it in the oven as is.
Yeah, who were your heroes when you were sort of in culinary school and you were sort of looking around and saying, I'd like to follow this guy or that guy. I know that I'm a Guy Fieri fanatic, and guys always got this amazing things to do.
You know, I'm probably the weirdest chef in the world. I don't really have like heroes or people that I looked up to. I was just doing my thing. Honestly, I just put my head down and I graft and I learned as much as I can from who I could.
Lyden, next time we're in Joburg, we're definitely coming for some bread at your place. And he's the executive sous chef now at Chen & Noir. That's Lyden Dodo chatting to us about bread. Any more questions about bread, you can send them on to 072-567-1567 or you can give us a call on 021-446-0567.